Hello and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name is Alex Gamsik and I am the founder of Honest Politics, LLC. My company gives political research to people, not to politicians. So today I'm going to look over my MPP, my Master of Public Policy degree, and tell you whether it's worth it or not. Like the last episode with the political science degree, I'm just going to come straight out and tell you, for me, it was a fantastic experience, but in terms of the job market, compared to other degrees, it's certainly not worth it, unless you're in a position where you see jobs directly available to you. It's not going to get you any jobs. Fun thing I did actually a few weeks ago, I typed Master of Public Policy or MPP into Indeed.com to find where the jobs are in the entire country and found almost nothing. So the only jobs I did find were like, oh, if you have an MPP or an MBA or this or that, you can do this job. But nothing specifically for Masters of Public Policy, you know, it doesn't exist. Let's just get into why I got an MPP degree and how it worked out for me. Then I'm going to explain more why other degrees would be better or perhaps not getting a degree. And then lastly, you know, just some other stuff. So I got an MPP degree because I was at American University studying political science, and I didn't want to get into the workforce right away. I wanted to keep going to school. There was a 5 years master's bachelor's program where you get both degrees within 5 years. And honestly, that's a great deal. If you're going into college, if you're in college now, and you want to do the 5 year master's bachelor's, I highly recommend it because you're getting a really good value. You're getting a master's degree for 1 year less of schooling. So that's important to understand. When I first was interested in a master's degree, I went to an academic advisor and talked it through, and I said, should I get a master's in political science? And he kind of, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you could get an MPA or an MPP, which are certifications. You get three letters after your last name. You know, it's a more recognized credential rather than just having a political science master's, which I'm very glad he did. So then I went to another advisor who explained to me the difference between an MPA, which is a master's in public administration, and an MPP, which is a master's in public policy. Public administration is more for like management, organizational analysis, that kind of stuff. So it was more, it's for more extroverted activities, less numbers-based, more people skills for the MPA. For the MPP, it's more numbers, calculating regressions, and, you know, qualitative, quantitative analysis, more sitting behind a computer, more introverted. And I knew I was more introverted, so I went for the Master's of Public Policy. And when I started taking the classes, I realized this is exactly what I wanted to do. You know, I used to sit in the, you know, when I was bored on a train or something, thinking, what is the right policy? What is the truth of this political matter? And that's what a Master of Public Policy degree is all about. It's evaluating evidence, running regressions, finding out what is the best policy to meet these policy challenges, these public challenges. And I learned so much. I learned exactly what I needed to know. It was great for my personal growth and development. It's exactly what I wanted to study. And I talk about this personal growth as if it's such a great thing. And I talk politics with other people. They don't understand or they don't care. Because going back to your political science foundation, people don't change their opinions even when confronted with evidence. You know, a lot of people just make emotional decisions or they do what they've always done. And then they rationalize it with reasons afterwards. So if you have someone with a master's of public policy talking to someone who didn't even finish high school, the person who didn't finish high school is going to think their opinion is just as valid as yours without seeing all the regressions, the dozens and dozens of academic articles you've read, cost-benefit analysis. They don't care about that stuff. They think it's all just, they can dismiss it as like fake liberal media and like university liberal mind control. And instead of, you know, going through actual numbers and evidence gathering, They'll just be like, oh, this is my opinion, that's your opinion, they're the same. You know, I'm gonna stick with what I think. And, you know, even people who are pro-mask or pro-vaccine or, like, these really obvious correct outcomes, they're not thinking it for the right reasons. They're not good at interpreting data, so they're coming to the correct conclusion for the wrong inputs are leading to the correct outputs, which is another thing where it's just like, yeah, you're right, but you're not reasoning properly. And they'll be like, no, I know what I'm talking about. You agree with me, right? And so it's great personal growth for you, but don't expect it to help the world in any way. Don't expect someone to hire you for your knowledge. Don't expect even people in your life to understand that you have this kind of knowledge, because they won't. You know, people assume all political opinions are just that, their opinions. They'll assume that your degree might be valuable. Congratulations on graduating. I'm so proud of you. But also, nothing you learned actually mattered. And, you know, that's just the sad truth as someone who's gone through this whole process. Now, is it possible for you to get into one of these think tanks as an underling or whatever and work your way up, or, you know, get into a nonprofit or even start a nonprofit yourself? Yeah, that can all happen. But for the majority of people, if you're just looking to get a job as a policy analyst or something, those jobs don't really exist unless you're already networked into a situation where that's possible. This all really depends on your network, too. Unless you have the right network, none of this stuff is going to matter anyway. So when you're in college, if you're able to, you know, be outgoing and make a lot of friends, maybe one of them's parents will help you get a job doing this or that. But there's just not the kind of respect for an MPP that you have with an MBA, with a master's in accounting, with biology, chemistry, you know, anything that's relatively useful. I think when you're making a final decision on whether you want a master's in public policy, you have to consider a few things, because I will tell you, having a master's degree, just any master's degree, has helped me. It's definitely helped me in my career path. I'm looked at with a little more respect in my personal life. A master's degree, I would say, is worth it, especially if you do the five-year option. And, you know, some people will say, oh, well, you don't have work experience. Well, I had like a dozen jobs and internships before I left college, so don't tell me I don't have any real-world experience. So as long as you mix your education with, you know, club leadership, with internships, jobs, I mean, don't go crazy over that stuff because you don't want to, like, age yourself another 10 years. But if you have some real-world experience, I highly recommend the five-year master's bachelor's program. But I would choose something other than political science and master of public policy. You really have to compare it. A master's degree intrinsically will help you, but if you get a master's in accounting or finance or something, it'll help you much more. That specialization will help you, whereas the public policy specialization really doesn't, beyond your personal growth. So the last thing I'll say is that some of you will be very like, well, I really am like you. I care a lot about policy issues and I want to learn more. Or, you know, I have connections to the Brookings Institute or something, and I know that I want to work there. And there's a good chance that I can get in, even though jobs are limited, but I've got a shot. I want to be an MPP. And I'll tell you, most of the people in my program were in their 30s. They already had started their lives. They were doing this part-time so that they could advance their careers. They were already midway through their careers. So I think that route is better because you already have a stable situation. So even if the degree doesn't help you, you're okay. You're probably in a position where you see jobs ahead of you. You know what's down the pike and you just need that, you know, master's certification in order to get there. Because once you get it, you're a year or two away from gaining that promotion. You know, people go into this not saying, I want to be a policy analyst. They go into it saying, I'm currently a research assistant, and if I want to be promoted to research associate, I know I need a master's degree, so I'm going to go ahead and get it. You see the difference there? Like, one, you see the path. The other one is kind of like, I know what I want to do with my life. but I don't see the steps in front of me. You want to either see those steps or major in something much more specialized, like engineering or whatever. A STEM degree. I know people hammer STEM degrees and it's cliche at this point, but I mean, if you want to make more than 30K per year, you'll want that. If you want to be able to support your family, if you want to be able to pay for your pet when they're seriously ill and you want to save their life. Like, these are the kind of life or death things that having a middle class income will get you, that sometimes perspective is lost. And if I could do it all over again, I mean, I don't carry regrets in my life. I just keep going forward. If I was advising someone who was in my position in high school, I might tell them to minor in political science and to major in accounting or finance, or even do the pre-veterinary program like I originally wanted. Major in biology, minor in political science. Because a good degree program at a good school will let you take a few political science classes while you're working on a degree that will actually get you a middle class income. And I know I got this point hammered into me when I was growing up in Long Island, New York. If you go to a SUNY school, you know, a state school in New York, you'll save so much money and your education will be just as valuable. That's true. That is certainly true. Would I have had the experience I had living in DC, meeting these amazing senators and congressmen and amazing diverse group of people? No, of course not. So you have to weigh all of those things. And I think you got to choose what's best for you, especially with your parents' financial situation and your financial situation. What makes sense? And then once you've gathered all of that information, you can make a determination. But my recommendation, as someone who's earned a degree in political science and a master's in public policy, you don't intrinsically get anything more from the political science aspect or the master of public policy aspect of either degree, except for your own personal growth. But certainly do not expect anyone to recognize that growth, because the nature of politics and public policy is that no matter how educated, experienced, or rational you are, other people will hold on to their own beliefs unless they themselves seek out change. And we know how rare that is in this climate of polarization. So thank you for listening. I hope you learned something from this, even if it's just one perspective. Keep talking to other MPPs, because I know other people have been much more successful. But I also know a lot of people who graduated from American University underemployed. And if you want to learn more about it, just search the term underemployment and you'll learn everything you need to know. Oh, that was a downer. But I plan to have more academic articles and hopefully some interviews coming up in the podcast in the future. But I wanted to push these two podcast episodes out there. If you're at all interested in the business where I can actually use all of the stuff I learned in school to help you out, visit honestpoliticsllc.com. I'll talk to you next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics.